We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, October 24th. 1 week. That's right. 1 week from Halloween. 8:45 now. Three big things with Steve and Ted. Haysville City Council approves a drone ordinance.
Two.
Oklahoma teen arrested after using a crossbow in the killing of a child.
One.
More information about the arrest of a Wichita cop for misconduct. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices this morning in Wichita seem to be coming down just a little bit. We are at $2.32 a gallon. I spotted $2.31 this morning, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, cooler today with a high of 60 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 40. Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 75. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 15 miles per hour and 46 degrees. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. 8:46 now, Steve and Ted. A sketch of the Empire State Building drawn by President Donald Trump has sold at auction for $16,000. Julian's Auction says Trump's 12-by-9-inch black marker depiction of the New York City skyscraper was created for a charity auction in Florida during the time he opened his Mar-a-Lago estate as a private club in 1995. Julian said the signed piece Trump went for less than $100 the first time it was sold. The auction house says a portion of the proceeds of the sale are going to benefit a national public radio station in Connecticut. I thought that the president had been sort of down on public broadcasting. All right. Sears will no longer sell Whirlpool appliances, ending a business relationship that dates back more than 100 years. In a note sent to its stores last week, Sears said Whirlpool was making demands that would have made it difficult to sell its appliances at a competitive price.
Huh.
Sears has been ravaged by new competition for years, however, from stores like Home Depot and also from Amazon.com and other online retailers.
Right.
The end of the partnership is effective immediately and includes the larger appliances and small kitchen appliances of Whirlpool subsidiaries like Maytag, KitchenAid, and JennAir.
Yeah, a lot of big names right there.
Mm. What is the Sears brand name for their appliances? Kenmore, isn't it?
Kenmore.
Okay. There you go. Sears and Whirlpool parking
lot. How about that? Yikes.
That's interesting. After 100 years. Mm. Halloween, a day devoted to costumes, tricks, and treats. And with those treats comes a lot of sugar. Whether it's baked goods served at a party or a candy collected while trick-or-treating, Americans eat an extra-large dose of the sweet stuff on October 31st.
Stuff
1 week.
Sugar.
1 week from now.
High fructose corn syrup. It's all ugh.
According to 2013 data collected by Coupon Follow, the average child will eat about 3 cups of sugar
on
Halloween.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, gosh.
It's almost 16 times the maximum daily recommendation.
Yeah.
By the American Heart Association.
So Dentist kids, delight.
You know, it's that one time of the year when the kids get to gorge themselves. Of course, the other
one time of the year, kids always gorge themselves on candy. You ever go to a baseball game and see the cotton candy? Kids flock to that like nirvana.
Not my kids. I wouldn't buy my kids or my grandchildren a lot of candy and gunk like that. I let my wife do that. She can spoil them, all right? Now, with this Thursday of this week, we have our annual chili cook-off competition here.
It's 2 days, yeah.
And, of course, my wife made some chili last night, and it was absolutely terrific.
This from a man who went down to the chili cook-off and did not eat any chili.
I don't understand you sometimes.
Not a huge
fan of chili. I have been a chili cook-off potentate before, But it wasn't because of my knowledge of chili. It was because of my knowledge of being friendly in public. And my wife's chili was terrific, but she's cooking up this chili. I said, okay, where's the Fritos? What? Well, you got to have Fritos, right?
So
she says, okay, I'll go to the store and get some. Thank you.
Did you?
So I had to go to the store and get the Fritos. Okay, well. And, of course, the way you eat chili, the way I eat chili is you put vinegar in it and some Cheetos, and there you go.
I mean Fritos.
Fritos, not Cheetos. Fritos. I'm sorry. Thank you, Ted.
Wouldn't Cheetos work?
Cheetos would probably work. Hey, you know.
Be an interesting little wrinkle.
Give you a little cheesy stuff there. Yeah. How about it?
Yeah, that might be worth a test.
Yeah, let's try that out. We'll have to try it. That should be good. Anyway, we're going to bring chocolate chip cookies to this thing on Thursday here. And my wife's chocolate chip cookies.
Help cleanse the palate a little bit between chili tastings.
Very well known. And I was out with her shopping for the ingredients for her secret ingredients for her chocolate chip cookies. And one of the ingredients happens to involve a kind of sugar. I will not disclose what kind because it's a key secret ingredient that no one needs to know about. All right? How about that?
I'll take a guess off the air as to what that is.
Are you going
to
be here? You're going to be here Thursday, aren't you?
I believe. Sure.
I'll hang around and you and Al, we'll share some chili and cookies. How's that?
Sounds like a plan to me.
People don't, the only time we're together in the building is when we're doing the show.
So. Yeah, this is our 3 hours together. Yeah. You get to listen to it right here.
Yeah. And that's going on to coming up this Thursday. All right. It is coming up on 8:52 right now. And a positive prediction for an aircraft made in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the outlook for the Beechcraft King Air looks good in the final quarter of the year. Textron CEO Scott Donnelly saying sales activity appears to be picking up for the aircraft that is built in Wichita. Donnelly says the strong dollar and weak international economies have made sales difficult, but he says sales of the aircraft got stronger in the third quarter. Boeing has reached agreement with one of its big suppliers. It'll partner with Mitsubishi Heavy Industries on cost reductions for the wings for the 787 Dreamliner. They'll also partner on studies for advanced aerostructures technologies for future aircraft. The deal is similar to one Boeing finalized last month with Wichita Spirit AeroSystems. And the U.S. House of Representatives was considering a cap on contributions to 401k plans, but President Trump said in a tweet that there would be no change to American 401ks. Many Republicans say that could be part of a presidential pattern that disrupts their effort to pass an overhaul of the U.S. tax code. Some say a cap would help pay for the new tax plan. We'll see where it happens. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, that's going to fly. You know, I'm a Republican, and I'm going to put that forward. You can kiss your seat goodbye, pal. That is crazy.
I want to take money from it, but put a cap on the contributions.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Still not good. Yeah.
All right, so what are you going to do? Up our Social Security contribution? The Social Security payoff, they're going to up by 30% then, huh? So that we can get that. Yeah, so when we're retired, we can have something, anything, maybe a crust of bread.
Give us something.
You know, I know our congressmen and our senators, when they retire, they've got this pension. They have something called a pension that the general population, the just nobodies like you and me, we don't have a pension. We have a 401k. So our rulers say, well, these people have a 401k. Let's use that to pay for this.
There you go.
Okay. Well, just see how far that gets, because I got a feeling that Mr. Trump's not the only one who says that is a really dumb idea. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fly.
A little editorial commentary there for you. the King Air. What an aircraft. I've flown in a King Air before. That's a prop plane. That is a beautiful plane. You've been up to one in one of those?
I have been on one. I got to go over to Springfield one time and one. They're nice.
Yeah, I got to go on a business trip on one time. That is really neat. I think the late Lyndon Johnson, President Johnson, had one of those. At least one of them.
Could have been,
And it's just a fantastic aircraft. The King Air. Today is National Food Day. We want you to eat real. You need to cut back on your sugar drinks and overly salted packaged foods and fatty stuff. You need to think about what you're eating today, all right?
Do something healthy, okay.
Very preachy.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting a little preachy today.
I mean, it's National Food. Doesn't that include everything?
Yeah, it's food day. So whatever you eat, just Enjoy it. That's what I say.
I'm a big fan of food.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I don't think I could do it without food. What about you, Ted?
No. I'm with you.
Everybody's a food fan, right? Okay. Right. National Food Day. Bill, thank you so much for being here.
I don't know. There's probably about 12% of the population that's anti-food. There's always about 12% yeah, 11, of the people 12%. That are anti-anything.
Anti-everything. Okay. Coming up, KNSS News at 9. I just rode a dog sled race racked by a doping scandal. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.